Thank you, Emiko. Always wonderful to share space with you and to share space with our BIPOC fam. Really grateful to be here. Again, my name is Jonathan Ralusio. My pronouns are he, him, sha, and I am calling from unceded Ramatushaloni land. Thank you for receiving the spirit and energy of Ruby Ibarra. Just wanted to honor Filipino American History Month, and just came from a amazing celebration yesterday for the 50th anniversary of Filipino Advocates for Justice, where I experienced my first point of entry as a community organizer many moons ago, and was able to return there in a different capacity to support the healing and wellness of our justice brothers and sisters on the front lines, and want to invite us into some centering practice. And today we'll be focusing on the mindfulness of the four elements and dance as meditation. Wanting to bring in practices that have been nourishing me, especially during this past week. What can resource us right now, given the unfolding ways in which our hearts might be feel challenged today? So I want to invite us to some centering practice, and we can begin by just finding a position that feels easeful and steady for you. We'll do some brief centering practice, and then I'll share a little bit, and then we'll come back to more practice. And if it feels okay, placing one hand on your chest and one hand on the belly. And as you're feeling your connection to whatever's supporting your body, perhaps the floor, the earth, maybe your chair, your couch, if you're laying down, maybe your bed, whatever's supporting you right now, noticing the contact between your body and your support. And then also expanding our awareness to feel where the hands are making contact with the body, and noticing what areas of your body are moving as you're breathing. So, allowing our practice to be held in curiosity and kindness. Just noticing if there's any movement in your belly as you're breathing. Perhaps there's movement in your ribs, maybe your chest, shoulders, maybe your nostrils. And if you're not noticing any movement, no big deal. Just continue keeping your awareness on your breath or where your body's making contact to. Whatever it's supporting, whatever supporting it. So as we practice, I also want to invite our connection to nature. I want to invite and honor the directions, which is a practice from the indigenous view, a way to remember our connection with nature. Want to invite and acknowledge the direction of the north, the way of the warrior, the home of Father Sky, That dice guy. The air element, which is also associated with the season of winter. And home of the hummingbirds and the doves, the bats and the eagles and all winged creatures. Also want to acknowledge and honor the direction of the east. The east is the way of the visionary, the home of the rising sun, the fire element, associated with the season of summer, the home of the turtles and the lizards and the scorpions and all desert creatures. May we acknowledge and honor the direction of the south, the way of the healer, the home of Nanai nature, Mother Nature, and the earth element, associated with the season of spring, and home of the cats and the dogs and the bears and the carabaos and all the four-legged beings. We acknowledge and honor the direction of the west, the way of the teacher, and the home of Lola Ocean, Grandmother Ocean, the water element, associated with the season that we're in right now, the season of fall. The home of the mga isda, the fish and the whales and dolphins and all the water creatures. Feel free to rest the hands wherever they feel good or they feel comfortable. If you want to go ahead and take them to the palm of your chest, want to invite us to chant the refuges. And I'll post the refuges in the chat if you want to chant along. The invitation is to chant along. You can hum along. You can just listen. If you want to come off mute, it might sound like a cacophony of a lot going on. I'm okay with that if you are. Part of our practice. So many ways to participate here. And we'll be chanting the refuges, refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Buddham sanam gacchami, Dhammam sanam gacchami, Sangham Dutiyampi Buddham Sanam Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammam Sanam Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sangham Sanam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddham Sanam gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammam Sanam gacchami. Tatiyampi Sangham. Just taking a few moments to go ahead and notice how the chant, whether you were chanting along or listening, humming, just noticing how that chant has affected the body, the heart, the mind. Noticing how the body feels now. After your next breath out, just going ahead and relaxing in a way that feels good for you. Coming back and circling to each other. Taking your sweet time. Thank you, folks, for centering and grounding in the directions and in the refuges. Want to go ahead and share the theme that was emerging for me this week was around mindfulness of the four elements and dance as meditation. And to be just transparent around my process, I really like to, really center the practice, like share the practice with you all, based on what's been resourcing me in my life right now. And it's really been the four elements, meditation and dance. Dance as a practice of mindfulness. So when I think about mindfulness of the four elements, the purpose, the primary purpose is to remember and experience the interconnected and interdependent nature of our reality. And I feel like that's a really important practice and reminder for us right now. I think about when my mother passed and transitioned to the ancestral realm, I felt very supported by Thich Nhat Hanh's teaching and practice on how the ancestors live inside of us. And through this practice, I learned and experienced how my mother and how our ancestors live in every cell of my body, of our body. How when I breathe, my mother and ancestors are breathing with me. And when I inhale, I'm inhaling with my mother's and my ancestors' lungs. And when I exhale, our bodies are relaxing together. I experience seeing my mother's and ancestors' eyes, and I'm also hearing with their ears. So through the practice, I'm also remembering that I'm part of this river of life that's been flowing since time immemorial, and how I'm entrusting myself, my mother, my ancestors, to this river of life. During the time my mom passed, I also was deepening my mindfulness practice of the four elements. So just like my mother is in me, my mother is also in nature. When I retreated to the Big Island of Hawaii, I felt my mom's presence when I was boogie boarding in the ocean. I didn't know that I was actually going to go ahead and experience and find her there, but I felt her presence there. And when I was just wandering and getting lost in the rainforest, I felt her there too, especially in the wild orchids. Purple is her favorite color. And then when I was walking during at midnight on a clear moonlit night, with the breeze of the gentle warm air, as I was looking at flowing volcano lava, I felt my mom's presence there. And she was a feisty spirit, fiery. And that's like, oh, mom's is definitely here. So I experienced a deep interconnection with my mom as an ancestor when I'm in nature. And when I'm experiencing her as nature, and when I also recognize myself as nature, that's been really true for me. So, mindfulness of the four elements is how I continue to deepen my practice of who I am as nature, which then cultivates the awareness of the true interconnected and interdependent nature of reality, which includes my mother, our ancestors, all beings, the winged ones, the four-legged ones, the watered ones, seen and unseen without exception. Mindfulness of the four elements is part of the first foundation of mindfulness of the body. When we practice mindfulness of the body, we can observe the qualities of the four elements: earth, fire, water, and air. By directing our attention to the physical sensations and characteristics related to each element, both within the body and in the world outside of the body. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha's teaching on the foundations of mindfulness, the sutta says, I'm going to go ahead and also change the language a little bit to make it a little bit more inclusive, because I know that this was written during a certain particular time. So, how does a monk and nun live contemplating the body in the body? A monk and nun reflects on this very body, however it be placed or disposed, by way of the material elements. There are in this body the element of earth, the element of water, the element of fire, the element of wind. Just as if monks and nuns, a clever cow butcher or their apprentice, having slaughtered a cow and divided it into portions, should be sitting at the junction of four high roads. In the same way, a monk and nun reflects on this very body as it is placed or disposed by way of the material elements. There are in this body the elements of earth, water, fire, and wind. So here are some ways we can be aware and experience the four elements in the body. And there's definitely w more ways than what I'm sharing. These are just some ways. And when we actually practice, you'll discover what's true for you. So with the earth element, the earth element represents solidity, stability, and groundedness. And we're invited to focus on the sensations of weight, density, and support in the body. With the water element, water represents fluidity, adaptability, cohesion, and cleansing. And mindfulness of water includes the presence and flow of bodily fluids and hydration and the degree of wetness that you feel in the body, around the body. And then there's the fire element, which represents energy, warmth, passion, transformation. And mindfulness of the fire element can be done by observing sensations of heat, different degrees of energy, vitality, changes in temperature, metabolism. And then there's the air element, which represents lightness, expansion, and spaciousness. Mindfulness of air includes awareness of the breath and the sensation of the air against our skin and the body's feeling of lightness and openness. So this practice is invite us into a relationship with the natural world by exploring nature in and around us. It's a profound and ancient practice, and you will find mindfulness of the four elements in classical teachings of Buddhism. And Dharma teacher Sebine Selassie talks about how we might also recognize the elements as a contemplation and practice from many traditions. And some of these traditions are connected to you all's people, your lineages. Chinese medicine, ancient Egypt, ancient Greece, Ayurveda, the indigenous cultures of the Americas, Turtle Island, the Aborigines, the indigenous of Australia, and throughout Africa, everywhere around the planet, there's an understanding that we connect to nature through this metaphor of the elements. So we'll use this practice of the elements to settle and ground in the body, gather our awareness, and connect to this truth that we are nature. So I want to share a little bit about dance as meditation as a way to cultivate mindfulness of the four elements. Dance is, for me, was my first mindfulness practice. As my earliest memory at like 4 or 5 years old, was just knowing like, okay, this is my main medicine and continues today. Dance as meditation is a powerful way to support mindfulness of the elements. Dance facilitates a deeper connection with the body. Dance cultivates body awareness and a greater sense of interconnectedness. It cultivates deeper awareness of physical sensations and movement. I love yoga, and dance like yoga, like other movement-based practices like Qigong, Tai Chi, releases stress and tension from the body, which increases steadiness and ease in the mind. Dance also allows the body to move like the qualities of earth, fire, water, and air as a way to explore and embody groundedness, fluidity, passion, and spaciousness. I love this quote by Thich Nhat Hanh. When we dance, we are expressing our joy of being alive. We are celebrating the miracle of life. I think that's my next thing that I need, that I'd love to do, is just to find the video of Thich Nhat Hanh getting down. And then I'll show that video when I find it, when I share this quote. So, if I look at all the retreats that I've attended over the years, BIPOC retreats were the ones that included dancing. The only retreat of mostly white relatives that I had that had dancing was initiated by the BIPOC teacher, the only BIPOC teacher on that team. So dancing for some of us, if not many of us, is really part of who we are as POC, as people of culture. So, as my teacher, Carol Cano, I'm so happy that she's going to be leading that BIPOC day long in November. How do we integrate and braid the medicine of our culture, the medicine of dance, within the teachings of the Dharma? Like, they're not separate. It's been a gift and blessing. I have to change my bio at Spear Rock because, it's been a gift and blessing to be part of East Bay Meditation Center's first graduating class of the Spiritual Teacher and Leadership Program with my dear sibling, Emiko. During the 2-year program, I lost count of how many times my Dharma siblings led us in dance as part of our mindful movement practice. And then one night of our in-person retreat, we danced easily for a couple of hours together. And just like we explore mindfulness in sitting, standing, lying down, and walking, all the ways in which the Buddha invites us to practice cultivating mindfulness, we can cultivate mindfulness through dance as meditation. And as I'm sharing that right now, just remember our teacher, Larry Yang, just sharing, when the Buddha Dharma travels the world through different bodies and practitioners, that whenever it lands in a particular place in the world or culture in the world, it marries itself, it integrates itself with the people's ways and culture. So, dance requires no training. I definitely don't consider myself a trained dancer, and yet dance is part of my core medicine. And as a mindfulness practice, we can notice how the music is inviting our bodies to move or not move. We can create space for the body's expression through a movement and through stillness. Stillness is a dance move. If you ever like pop and lock and, there's like bop, bop, you can work that in. So even if it's about being physically still or just even visualizing yourself moving, because I just want to also invite accessibility in this practice, that the mind can also experience self moving by actually just using our imagination and visualizing ourselves dancing. One of my favorite teachings of the Buddha is ehipassico. See and try it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. We can always experiment and do our own research. That's what I love most about this path. One of the things I love, many things about this path. That's one of my favorite things. I want to bring in the words of wisdom teachers as it relates to dance. Alvin Ailey says, "Dance is for everybody. I believe that dance came from the people and that it should always be delivered back to the people." Maya Angelou says, "I dance not to entertain, but to help people better understand each other. Because through dance, I have experienced the wordless joy of freedom. I seek it more fully now for my people and for all people everywhere. Abhinna Bhagupta is a mystic of Kashmir, India, in the 8th century. They say, dance is the language of the soul. This last quote I'll share for this part is by Angelis Arian, from her book, The Fourfold Way, Walking the Paths of the Warrior, Teacher, Healer, and Visionary. When we dance, we touch the essence of who we are and experience unity between spirit and matter. So when I invite us to the dance as meditation piece, I chose a song that we actually played at the very first Spirit Rock virtual BIPOC retreat when we were 3 months into the pandemic lockdown. And, there was a worldwide Black Lives Matter rising as we were coping with the loss of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. And, as I think about what has transpired this past week, I feel the messages of that song really apply to what our world is experiencing this past week. In the Healing Justice Lineages book by Kyra Page and Erica Woodland, they have an entire chapter on how dance music culture became a refuge in the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And in that chapter, Kenyon Farrow says, dance and house music spaces were and are still very powerful locations of emotional and spiritual care for people who found little else in the world to uplift and celebrate them without reservation or condition. So as BIPOC, we can ground ourselves in music and dance to help us navigate difficult times, especially the difficult time of witnessing and experiencing the deep polarization in our world today. Not to say that that's the only thing that exists, because, there's still so much beauty, just wanting to go ahead and recognize the deep pain and the deep suffering of our relatives. And also ground in the four elements to remind us of the true nature of our interconnected and interdependent reality. That's what I'm inviting us to play with, to explore today, and emphasize really like play. Really bringing in that spirit of children, where the children and the elders meet. You know what I'm saying? Just checking right now. Just want to be mindful of time here, seeing where we're at. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So wanted to go ahead and Emiko, given the time, I just want to go ahead and play just the follow me during the dance as meditation. Oh, not right now, but I'll let you know. Yeah. But you are ready. I just felt that. It's just like, this is my teammate. It's just like, she's, look at that. That's how fortunate we are as teachers to go ahead and be partnering with Emiko. So, I'm going to go ahead and begin with some guided movement, and then we'll move into gonna just pin myself here. Okay. So just want to invite us. I'm going to practice seated, and then feel free to practice standing if you like. There'll be times when I'm standing, but I'll be mostly demonstrating from the chair. Really want to support people who feel like it's most supportive for their practice to be sitting down if you need to. So I'm just going to invite us to go ahead and begin with some movement, cultivating mindfulness through mindful movement. So inhaling, taking the arms about shoulder height, breathing in. And then when we exhale, just letting the arms flop towards the earth. Inhaling as they come up, and then exhaling as they drop towards the earth. This is option A. So using your exhalation to release anything you don't need. Inhaling as the arms come up and then exhaling as they come down. This is option A. Option B is you can also bend at the knees if you're standing. This is option B. All the options are equal. And then option C is folding at the hips. So choose the option that feels good for you. I'm going to go back to my feet. And do those five more times. And after those five, just going ahead and taking a moment to let go of the movement and receive stillness. And as you're receiving stillness, just bringing awareness to your arms, your hands, and your fingertips. And just noticing any sensations that you might feel there. You might feel some tingling sensations, some pulsing sensations, perhaps nothing. Again, important part of our practice is practicing with kindness and curiosity. The other movement I'm going to invite us into is going ahead and bringing the shoulders to your ears, breathing in. And then as you exhale, relax your shoulders. You can relax them slowly or fast. Inhaling, shoulders to the ears, breathing in. And then exhaling, relax and release. And then at your own pace. Inhaling as the shoulders come up, and then exhaling as they come down. Just a couple more rounds at your own pace. And then after your next exhalation, just going ahead and coming back to the natural pace of your breath. And just noticing the sensations in the shoulders from doing those movements. Now I'm going to invite us to go ahead and just gently twist from left to right. You can do this in your chair or standing. And then every time you twist, letting out a puff of air and then inhaling in the center. Is option A. If you're seated in your chair, you can continue like this. If you're standing, you can also go ahead and relax the arms by your side, letting out a puff of air every time you twist and then inhaling in the center. You can also, whether you're seated or standing, notice the air brush against your skin as you're twisting. I'm going to continue in thy chair. So, also noticing the sensations in your spine as you maintain awareness of your feet against the floor. And then slowly allowing the twist to get slower and slower until you come back to neutral. I'm taking a moment to pause and feel, noticing how those twists have affected the body. Where do you feel the most sensation in your body? Might be around the spine, maybe the legs, maybe the arms. Noticing if the breath has changed in any way. Are you breathing slower? Maybe. Does it feel the same? Maybe the breath feels more energized. Invite us to go ahead and place our hands to our chest. And then on the next inhalation, inhaling, extending the arms wide, lifting the heart towards the sky, breathing in. And then as we exhale, go ahead and wrap yourself, give yourself a hug, and then bring your chin towards your chest, opening up the back of your neck. Inhaling, arms wide, chest wide. If you like, if it feels okay for your throat and your neck, you can also look up towards the sky, breathing in. And then exhaling, other arm on top, giving yourself a hug, chin towards the chest. At your own pace. Moving at the own pace of your breath, inhaling as you expand, and then exhaling as you come in. Back and forth, one breath per movement. Noticing your arms move through space. Noticing, bringing awareness of sensations in your upper back, your shoulder blades, as well as your chest. Doing one more. And then on the next exhalation, just go ahead and hold yourself there and just take a moment to gently rock yourself. In many cultures, rocking is a way to soothe ourselves, to bring comfort to ourselves, to comfort to others. We can parent ourselves and mother ourselves through rocking. Then finding some stillness and gently relaxing the arms wherever they feel good. I'm going to invite the dance as meditation part of our practice, and feel free to move as you like. You can have your video on, you can have your video off, you can practice stillness and visualize yourself moving and dancing. You can move to any degree. The movements can be small. They can be big. There's a lot of the invitation again is playfulness. Right? But and continuing having a continuity of mindfulness and awareness around as you're moving, can you have 30%, about 40% of your attention on the music and then 60% on what's happening in your body? Meaning like, okay, where how does the body feel? The sensations where you feel the most sensation, also noticing the quality of your breath, like that, 60-40. And whenever you're ready, Emiko. Yeah, so going ahead and taking a posture that you can sustain with steadiness and ease. finding a posture that can either be seated, standing, lying down. If you'd like, you can go ahead and practice mindful walking. Whichever posture you choose, taking a moment to notice the effects of the music, the rhythm, the lyrics, the dance, feeling the effects of those on your body. And also on the heart. What emotion feeling is here now? And as well as noticing the quality of the mind. Does the mind feel calm, active? How does the spirit feel? It's bringing awareness to the four streams of our being. The physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. I'd like to expand our awareness to include where in your body do you feel a feeling of density? Weight and solidity in the body. This is the earth element. We might feel the earth element in as it expresses itself in our muscles, our tissues. Our bones. And as we make contact and connection with the earth element inside our body, the earth element inside our body is in connection with the earth element outside of our body. The earth element that expresses itself as the trees, the mountains, the sand. The earth element within, connected with the earth element without. Whenever we need stability, we can connect with the groundedness of the earth element inside us and all around us. Expanding our awareness to notice the fluidity, the smooth flowing energy of the body. Noticing where there's degrees of wetness and expressing itself in the form of our saliva, the water in our eyes. The blood and fluids running through our veins, throughout our body, perhaps the sweat on our skin. This is the water element of the body. Our bodies are mostly made up of water. And so this water element within us is connected to the water element outside of us, as expressed through the oceans, the rivers. The lakes, the morning dew, and the rain. The water element within, connected with the water element without. We need to connect and support our capacity for flexibility, adaptability, cleansing. Cohesion. We can connect to the water element within and all around us. And expanding our awareness to include the fire element, noticing any places in the body that feels warm, where there might feel energy. Changes in temperature, heat. Perhaps in the belly, under the armpits, the hands, these are different ways in which the fire element expresses itself inside the body. Being open and aware to other ways in which you're experiencing the fire element. So the fire element within connecting to the fire element without. The sun being clear expression of the fire element. Sun that supports us with so much energy and vitality. Source of energy for our solar system. also recognizing the fire element in the warmth of Sangha, of being here together, as well as the energy and passion of our justice movements. As well as campfires and candles in our homes. So the fire element within connecting with the fire element all around us. We need support with energy, truth-telling, transformation. We connect with the fire element within and all around us. And expanding our awareness to include the air element. Air element that expresses itself through our breath. The feeling of the breath when we inhale, and the feeling of the breath when we exhale. The breath that's with us in every moment. The breath that we might feel in the belly, the ribs, the chest, shoulders, the nostrils. Feeling the generosity of the breath. Continuing to give, whether we are aware of it or not. And the air element within the body is connected to the air element outside of the body. The air and atmosphere that supports countless beings on Mother Earth. When we breathe in, we're breathing in the gift from the trees. And when we breathe out, the trees are receiving the gift from us. Recognizing that connection with our tree and plant relatives through this life-giving air element. Whenever we need to support our capacity for openness, lightness, and spaciousness in the heart and the mind, we can connect with the air element within and the air element all around us. So, just for the next couple minutes, just continuing with an element that most resonates with you for the next couple minutes. It can be the element that brings you comfort and ease right now. And it can be an element that you feel like will bring you and support you with more balance if you were able to resource yourself more with the qualities and power of that particular element. So choosing the pathway that best supports your practice. Feel free to continue also resting your attention on your breath or where your body's making contact with the earth. If that feels most supportive, perhaps just the sounds in the room. We're going to go ahead and ring the bell. And at the sound of the bell, please listen to the sound of the bell until the very last trace of sound. And when you can no longer hear the sound, just going ahead and taking your sweet time, circling back to each other. Thank you, dear Sangha, for practicing. Really appreciate our practice time together.